Governor Spanberger signed an assault weapons ban into law in May, a few months after taking office in January. The Democrat ran on a promise to tackle gun violence. She got emotional when she told the group gathered for a signing ceremony at the State House in Richmond a story of how, as a member of Congress, she met with the family of a young girl who had been killed by a stray bullet.
And I remember speaking to her father after her death. And I remember where I was. I remember what I was wearing. I remember how I paced the room. Because to be in a position of authority, but to not be able to help that parent is a feeling that makes you want to double down on being able to do more.
Among the other bills are ones addressing so-called ghost guns. Those are home gun assembling kits without serial numbers.
Why would one need a ghost gun? They are untraceable by design. They are invisible to public safety officials and investigators of violent crime. And it is one of the most, and I'll look to the law enforcement officers in the room, one of the most pro-police things that we can do is to ban ghost guns.
Another in the package of bills deals with the so-called boyfriend loophole. That would allow guns to be removed from a person who has abused or threatened a partner, even though they may not reside with that partner. Governor Spanberger said another bill would expand red flag laws,
giving families and law enforcement, those who know best when a loved one or a community member might be in crisis, giving them the tools to intervene before tragedy occurs, not after. Because when someone is in crisis, they pose a threat to themselves, to others, and empirically, according to the data, to the law enforcement officer responding to the 911 call. And the last thing that that person in crisis needs is access to a firearm.
Gun rights advocates and gun industry lobbyists have said they plan to challenge the legislation in court on Second Amendment grounds. Spanberger said the bills are carefully crafted so as not to violate the rights of responsible gun owners. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.